From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama will make a case Tuesday that his counterterrorism policies have helped protect Americans from evolving international threats as he prepares to hand over the White House to a successor who's been critical of his approach. President Obama will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. You can listen to his speech in its entirety at voanews.com. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that he expected that President-elect Donald Trump's administration will preserve the strategic mission of the U.S. 7th Fleet as he addressed the U.S. troops during his official visit to Japan. Carter visited Japan's Self-Defense Forces Naval Base, where he met with the service members deployed there as part of the U.S. 7th Fleet. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday that Congress's decision to renew U.S. sanctions for 10 years would elicit a harsh reaction and prove the United States was still an enemy. That's Hassan Rouhani. He was speaking to students at Tehran University. He says, America is our enemy. We have no doubt about this. The Americans want to put as much pressure on us as they can. The Iran Sanctions Act passed the U.S. Senate 99-0 last week after easily clearing the House of Representatives in November. President Barack Obama is expected to sign the measure into law. A White House official says the administration does not believe the extension violates last year's nuclear deal between major powers and Iran. This is VOA News. Syria's government Tuesday said it would not agree to a ceasefire in Aleppo unless it guarantees a full withdrawal of rebel factions from the city. In a foreign ministry statement that was carried by the state news agency Sana, it says Syria will not leave its citizens in East Aleppo to be held hostage by terrorists and will exert every effort to liberate them. Danish police Tuesday said it arrested a man suspected of seriously wounding one of its officers by shooting him in the head outside a police station in a Copenhagen suburb. Police said the 26-year-old suspect was known to the force and is believed to have acted alone. Sick Kenyans were turned away from hospitals and patients left stranded in their wards as a crippling strike by doctors and nurses demanding pay increases entered a second day Tuesday. Several patients are reported to have died as a result of the lack of care in public hospitals, many of which are completely unstaffed. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for the cancellation of a multi-billion-dollar Boeing contract to build the next Air Force One. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking Tuesday to reporters in the lobby of the Trump Tower in New York, the location of his transition headquarters, Trump indicated he wanted to negotiate a new deal with Boeing.
The plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
The government has contracted with Boeing to build two or more new planes, which would go into service around 2024. The Associated Press reports the contract for the planes was to be about $3 billion, but costs have been reported to be rising. The price of Boeing stock dipped slightly after Trump's comments. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
UN prosecutors described harrowing scenes of rape and murder Tuesday as they sought an unprecedented conviction for genocide in Bosnian towns during the 1990s conflict against former Serb commander Ratko Mladic. Once dubbed the Butcher of Bosnia, Mladic, now 74, denied 11 charges, including two of genocide, as well as war crimes and crimes against humanity for his role in the 1992 to 1995 Bosnian conflict. A Saudi court sentenced 15 people to death Tuesday after convicting them of spying for Iran. All 15 were Saudi citizens, most of them members of the kingdom's Shiite minority. The death sentences are expected to be appealed. The 15 were among 32 people tried over espionage allegations, according to a newspaper's website. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.